have a brand. We have country manager. Let me not even mess it up. Country manager from Operation Smile, Lauren Bright. And how beautiful is that? Lauren Bright from Operation Smile in the house. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marion. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming through. It's so nice to meet you. And I absolutely love the work that Operation Smile has been doing. So it's so nice to actually talk to somebody who is hands-on and who does, you know, some of the beautiful work that you do. So for those who don't know, what exactly is Operation Smile?
So basically, we're a medical charity that provides free cleft lip and cleft palate surgery to those in under-resourced communities. Mm-hmm. So it's free surgeries.
Wow.
We're actually one of the world's largest volunteer-based organizations. So the volunteers, you know, these experts in the medical field are basically offering their time free of charge.
Amazing.
And it's because of them and because of our amazing donors that we can actually do what we do.
That is absolutely incredible.
Yes.
And I mean, this is such important work because it's also something that not many people know about. So cleft lip and cleft palate reconstructive surgery, what exactly is that and how do people get this condition?
So in terms of, you know, the risk factors or what actually causes it, there is actually still research being done around that. You know, as some of the causes are still unknown, we do know that genetics and family history, pre-existing medical conditions, poor nutrition, exposure to harmful substances have shown to affect the healthy development of a baby.
Okay.
We've also recently, you know, there is talks that indoor cooking, you know, normal wood fires without ventilation could possibly be one of the causes.
Wow.
So it's still in research phase in the U.S. at the University of Santa Cruz, California. So, you know, the minute we have that information, we are busy with the genetic study. But I think, obviously, you know, the plan is to share that information and to come up with solutions to solve that.
That's incredible. And why are you involved in Operation Smile?
Oh, I actually attended a charity dinner.
Yes.
I was a guest and I was just absolutely blown away. I heard one of our surgeons, Conrad Pinner, who's amazing, he spoke about what he does and he showed the before and after pic and watched a few videos, heard Tamlin, who's our regional director, speak, and was just absolutely blown away at the work that Operation Smile do. So that's me in a nutshell.
And you mentioned earlier that you
the rest
is history, and here you are. You mentioned earlier that you come from a corporate background. I mean, that's a huge step to actually move from a corporate space to working for an NGO. So I mean, what was that adjustment like for you?
It was actually amazing. I think the timing was right. My background was in events and sponsorship. I'd worked on Volvo Ocean Race in Abu Dhabi. I'd had amazing experiences in the music industry, in the comedy space. And fundraising has always been a passion of mine. Working with donors now is just an absolute blessing. You know, people in corporate, really, the generous spirit that exists is phenomenal. And people really want to help. They just need you to guide them in the how. They want to, don't give them many options. Just say, you can help us with this surgical weekend. You can help us with this training. You can, everyone is in a position to make a difference.
Definitely. And we can see that, I mean, with the work that you've done so far. I remember that the statistic says that every 3 minutes, a child is born somewhere in the world with cleft lip or cleft palate. And that is one in 500 to 750 births. So, I mean, that's a lot of people with this condition. And I mean, the work that you're doing here and in Mozambique, like you mentioned earlier, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later, but I mean, the work that you guys are doing has such a great impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. I mean, being part of a global organization, you know, we work in over 60 countries and, you know, we've been around for 36 years and it's just phenomenal. I just returned from a partner country conference in the US and it's just phenomenal that the work that we do globally, and I'm so proud to be associated with the organization.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Talk to us a little bit about some of the campaigns that you had going on. So I know there was the West Coast Wonder. Talk to us about that one.
So the West Coast Wonder is two gentlemen from Komiki who've decided to set off on an epic motorcycle adventure up the
Amazing.
West Coast. They started off in this April,
mm-hmm.
And they're raising funds for us, which is just amazing.
Incredible.
They're aiming for $110,000.
Okay.
Which I believe they've raised, you know, up to 21% of that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is, for listeners who would like to donate, they do have a Give and Gain page.
Okay.
Which is givengain.com/A/The West Coast Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to Cassian Tulikin and Marcel Bobian, who are doing this for us.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, just referring back to generosity.
Yes.
Of you know, just two people who've decided to take on an amazing feat to
amazing.
Raise funds for us. And they are actually in Cameroon and en route to Morocco.
Wow.
So they'll then cross over to Europe and finish in Croatia.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
It is incredible. They're very brave.
Very, very brave. I don't even think I would go from point A in town to point B in town. So that's amazing that they're willing
even
to
go main one.
No, not even close. Not even close. That is absolutely phenomenal. And then you also have the student volunteer program. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. So, you know, if you think of students and the importance of students advocating for safe surgical care, that is what we do globally.
Okay.
So, you know, youth volunteerism is worldwide.
Mm.
We encourage that because we know that is our future.
Absolutely.
So, you know, young people really embody a can-do spirit, and that is an amazing spirit to have on a mission or a surgical weekend.
Mm.
So, you know, we want students to know and the youth to know that commitment to global healthcare is crucial.
Yes.
And we actually host globally a international student leadership conference.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's going to be in North Carolina. Okay. In fact, in a few days, in
wow.
about 10 days. So it's super exciting. And we've got some really exciting news.
Yes. I heard a little bird whisper.
Yes. So we have Pratika Swarup, who
yes.
is an international fashion model. She's mm-hmm. based in New York.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually one of our host committee members on our recent New York fundraiser event.
Incredible.
And she has been in Operation Smile. She started off as a student at Virginia Beach head office,
wow.
you know, doing the mass mailing. And she's now this fashion model who is globally advocating for the work that we do.
That's incredible.
So exciting. We are bringing her down to Cape Town for student advocacy training tour, roadshow.
Yes.
And she will be joined by Fiola Lujabe, who's our student coordinator.
Amazing.
And then we're taking her to Mozambique.
Incredible.
To spend some time with the patients.
Yes.
And we're super excited.
Yes.
You know, that we're a global organization. We're one global team. And she's super excited as well.
That's incredible. And I'm so happy that you touched on the Mozambique point.
Mm.
So you have a surgical mission in Mozambique. Talk to us a little bit about what that is.
So we will be going up to Nampula.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers will start arriving on the 1st of August.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 40 volunteers mm-hmm. from all over the world.
Wow.
And we will aim to perform around 100 surgeries
okay.
in Nampula province, which is north
wow.
of Mozambique. And we know, you know, that the need is great in Mozambique at the
mm.
moment. Last year we performed 76 surgeries in
wow.
rural Kilimani.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. We as South Africa help fund that
yes.
mission. And once again, because of the generosity of our donors. And Maputo, a lot of our donors are based there. They
mm.
are just, everyone is super excited. We've got amazing donors already lined up, like Barloworld, FR Waring, Airlink, SA Airlink have just come on board.
Yeah.
You know, we are so, so blessed in terms of donations.
That's incredible. Mm. And literally when you hear numbers like 76 surgeries, you said, I mean, that is a big number. And
yes.
so donors and people who are part of the project, even volunteers, they can actually see the work being done.
Yes.
You know, it's not something that you just like throwing money into it and hoping that something's being done. You actually, when you hear numbers like this, and surgeries are not cheap, so we can understand that, you know, it needs a lot of resources and time and volunteering and, you know, sponsorship. So it's incredible that people have joined the party and they've been part of this process with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, in-kind donations are also exceptionally powerful.
Mm,
they help
definitely.
Us bring all our costs down. So ShopRite, PEP, Coca-Cola, Mozambique have all been a big part of what we're doing.
Incredible.
We've got LenMed Hospital that's come on board.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really been phenomenal. And, yeah, we just exceptionally blessed. And also Ken Ma, who's based in Maputo, have come on board as well.
Amazing. Yeah. And then also you just got back. So I yes. also heard about your Fight for Good yes. that just took place. Talk to us a little bit about that one.
So Fight for Good was a really interesting concept. And Joel Berman, who's a South African, who's now based in ex-boxing promoter.
Okay.
And a Vegas boxing promoter, in fact, and based in New York. And he's on a famous abstract artist. And he came to me with the concept of, you know, let's go to the iconic Gleason's gym where Million Dollar Baby was filmed,
wow.
where J-Lo trained, where De Niro wow. trained, where Muhammad Ali trained.
Oh,
he said,
goodness.
Let's go to the iconic Gleason's gym in Dumbo, Brooklyn, and let's do an art auction with South African art with another amazing NPO called Ubuntu Pathways, who are headquartered in New York, but they have an amazing Cradle to Career Center in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Let's do a collaboration. Let's call it Fight for Good. And we bought the amazing Ariella Cooper.
That's incredible.
Up to do the auction for us. And she's legendary. And it was just, we even had Ozark actor, Mark Menchaca,
wow.
bought one of our artworks on the silent auction. And he's wow. over the moon with his purchase.
That's so incredible. That is absolutely yeah. incredible. And what I love about the story is also that it's a South African who's now based in the States, but who's still doing the work for South Africa and for people in general who are struggling. I absolutely love that he's partnered with you guys to make
yes,
this happen.
Absolutely. And he's a brilliant, brilliant artist.
Yeah.
I mean, his painting, which is called The Lion, yeah, I think it was The Lion or The Lion King. But, I mean, he's iconic in South Africa and
yeah.
building a wonderful reputation, you know, in New York. And, you know, he just came up. He's so passionate about what we do and
yeah.
just really wants to be part of something big.
Yeah. And what was that experience like for you? I mean, mm. to be in this space, you know, it is iconic. It has all this heritage and history linked mm. to it. And then also knowing that there's something bigger, there's a bigger picture that you're working towards. I mean, that must be such a huge moment for you.
It was quite surreal.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. We had 200 people attend.
Incredible.
And you know, how events work in New York is you have a host committee.
Okay.
And we were very blessed with amazing host committee members. Nicola Breitenbach, the model, South African model who's based
amazing.
In New York, was on that. Alexander Bank, Topher Brophy's Instagram superstar with his
wow.
dog Rosenberg. Rosenberg also attended.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, he's got a massive following. Christine and Mark Rutledge, Brad and Alyssa Stern, Pratika, Maren Conrad from Lochrenberg. So we were, like I said, we were blown away at the attendance. People loved the concept.
Mm,
you know, and Ariana
absolutely.
Was an absolute superstar in the ring.
I can imagine.
And we even had gloves, signed gloves.
Yeah.
By Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather on auction.
Oh, wow.
And we also had, I mean, in terms of the art that was donated, amazing Cape Town artist Tanya Sternberg donated
wow.
a piece. Trevor Beach, Chabela, you know, Mandy Breast, Lebogang Mabone, Shani Krebs, Eric Sher, Glenn Jusselson, Anton Smith donated two of his amazing sculptures.
Wow.
So we had 20, over 20.
Yes.
So really
And you
blessed.
Raised more than $40,000.
Yes.
That
great.
Is a lot of money. That is great. So at least you could see, you know, you invested in something. Mm. There was this beautiful concept, which I think we don't have enough of in Cape Town, I feel. We should have more of these collaborative efforts.
I absolutely agree with you.
Mm.
I think that NPOs need to change strategies.
Yes.
And I actually had a meeting with another NPO this morning, won't mention any names, and we're talking about a collab.
That's
I think
great.
It is so, so key. And
yes.
and in fact, donors love these new ideas.
Absolutely.
And they love to, if they can be aligned to two donors.
Why not?
On one event or
yes.
one activation, it's you know, a blessing for them.
Absolutely. And also mm. when people come together like that, it's just a phenomenal thing.
Absolutely.
So it's absolutely incredible. I'm really excited for you guys. So how do people get involved? How do we, as ordinary people, ordinary South Africans, how do we get involved and what can we do?
Sure. Well, there's a lot that one can do. I always say, you know, people can donate their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are a medical expert and you'd like to volunteer your time, you're welcome to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
The best way would be on our website.
Okay.
So it's www.southafrica.operationsmile.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook, Operation Smile ZA. We're on Instagram and Twitter, which are both OpSmile SA. You can call us. We have our, you know, if you know of someone who's got a cleft lip or palate, you can WhatsApp 060-855-7971.
And then, so if I know somebody who has a cleft palate and they contact you, would they be on a list of people? How would that process
They
work?
Would deal with our amazing patient coordinator, Noandile.
Okay.
And she would then take the query going forward.
Okay, I see.
We've got a toll-free number as well, which is 0800 and then 076453.
Okay, perfect.
And people are welcome to contact me if there are any donors out there who'd like to get involved, or any students who'd like to get involved,
yeah,
or in any capacity, feel free to contact me on 083-577-6622.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your
yes.
time, Lauren. This was absolutely incredible.
Thank
Lauren
you.
Bright, Country Manager of Operation Smile. You guys are really doing so much. Thank you so much for your time and for your efforts in this.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.